Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He is of markpotash.net. Mark, what's the shiny lure right now in camp that we're all attracted to that we just can't get enough of right now? What is it, Potsy?
You mean legitimate or fool's gold?
Fool's gold.
Yeah, fool's gold for sure. So let's start with the fool's gold and end with the fool's gold. Go ahead. Fool's gold. Ready and go.
The new culture is in and the old culture is out, because the old culture used to be the new culture. And those things change very rapidly at Hal's Hall.
Oh. Grody, Potsy did a thing.
Second place is I think Caleb Williams' new footwork.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be
I think we've seen that tune before.
So. What do you prefer, left foot forward or right foot forward?
Good question.
In all your quarterbacks.
I just prefer a guy getting open and a quarterback throwing the ball to him.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe that'll be the difference. However he gets it done.
I hope that they've mastered one thing you didn't mention right there, maybe you were going to, or maybe it was on your list, getting in and out of the huddle successfully and correctly. We don't have to do that again, do we, Dan?
No, we do have to do that. We saw that last week at minicamp. Like, that's going to be a thing for a while.
I thought we did that last year. Oh, that's right. They had the wrong people coaching him last year, didn't they?
You know, accountability was supposed to be a big thing with Matt Eberflus,
yeah,
too.
It was.
You know, we've seen that too. So even that, there have been so many new cliches. But actually, you know, wrote about that earlier this week. Like, I got to say, I think I'm not sure exactly what the theme is of this, but I have to say, I filtered in or factored in all the new coach and offseason cliches and kind of sifted through that and still came up thinking this coach is better than any first year coach the Bears have had since maybe Ditka. Mm. So I think there is reason for optimism. I think he's ahead of Matt Nagy because he calls plays. He's got a better resume. He's got a proven offense with similar. It's not like he says, okay, get me Pat Mahomes and we'll get our offense going. No, get me Jared Goff and we'll get our offense going. Well, the Bears kind of have that. You know, I mean, that kind of thing. So he's got that going for him. You know, when Mark Trestman came in, he had the big offense. He had more weapons than even Ben Johnson's inheriting. But he had a defense that was going straight downhill on the precipice of an absolute collapse. And I would argue that Ben Johnson's inheriting a defense that is more likely to go up than, or at least stay the same than down. So he's got many more things in his favor. You know, every Bear coach since Ditka has had to contend with Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. He's got to contend with Jordan Love, which is not, you know, nothing. It's not nothing, but it's frankly, I don't think it's Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. So that's a factor too, how good the Packers are.
Man, we can tell.
I think there's a lot of things that separate Ben Johnson from previous new coach situations the Bears have had.
We can tell you haven't been at Hal's Hall in a while because you sound positively optimistic about where this could go. I joke, Potsy, you left the Sun-Times earlier this spring, and you've been writing a lot for markpotash.net. And one of the things I loved that you did a couple weeks ago was a Bears offseason bingo card. And you had, I think, 24 spaces filled, right, in the free space in the middle. And indeed on there, the one that I circled to talk about here was old losing culture is gone, new winning culture is here. That's something we've heard many, many times during our respective time on the beat. And that that space has certainly got its chip on it right now, because everyone is convinced that the culture has changed permanently and for the better.
Well, you know, the culture really changes when you win. And I often say, like, it's kind of like, you know, I always say leadership is overrated on bad teams, you know, like, you know, so it only makes a difference. You know, look at the Blackhawks with Jonathan Toews, you know, when he was the most valuable guy in the NHL when the Hawks were contenders, because his leadership made a difference. When they were bad, it didn't. And it's the same thing with football, especially football. And so it all depends. The one thing I'll keep going back to is, if Ben Johnson is as good as advertised, many of those cliches will become real. The culture will be good. You know what I'm saying? The quarterback's footwork will make a difference. You know, all those things we talk about. You know, the new guy coming in and saying that the Bears, this is similar to my Super Bowl team. You know, all these little things you always hear, they become more real if you just get the main thing done, which is Ben Johnson getting his side of the ball right, which Nagy never did, and getting the quarterback right. And if you can do those things, then all those, like I said, all those cliches become, you know, much more real.
So let me follow up on that really quickly, because obviously getting the offense right revolves around getting Caleb right. What is the bar that you're setting for second year 2025 Caleb Williams?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, I don't know. I really thought about that. I don't know.
You need to think about it right now, Potsy. You need to think about it and give us an answer now.
You threw me for a loop here. I'd say, I'll say this. How about winning games in the fourth quarter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things we saw last year is that Caleb Williams was not so instinctive that he could make a bad coach into a good coach. The Lions game being the great example, where if he makes an instinctive play and gets everybody to the line and either gets the clock, he could have saved Matt Eberflus in that situation. He did not. He took that huge sack, and I think it was a couple weeks earlier against the Vikings. He didn't make instinctive play. If he shows more instinct, if he becomes a quarterback, makes quarterback plays. And I know it's harder to find that. That's the bar. He's got to take a step up in being a quarterback, not just being a player, but just being a quarterback. And I think that's the difference that Ben Johnson, based on what he did with Jared Goff, you know, can make.
Were you surprised about the lack of instinct, as you said, with him this year with Caleb?
I don't know if surprise is this word, because I didn't know. I'd seen him play in college, but I didn't know exactly how much of what he was doing was. you know, a really good quarterback can make things look instinctive.
Yeah.
You know, I always go back to the story about Rick Meyer when he was at Seattle and he had this big rookie year and he looked like he was like the runner up for rookie of the year. And then when he got to the Bears, I remember talking to him in training camp. He said, "Yeah, they just told me to make plays and find the open guy, make plays, and just be athletic." It turned out he said he had no instinct for the position, and so but it was masked by his athletic ability at least that first year. So I think that might have maybe fooled me a little bit. But yeah, I'm not saying that he's not going to be really good. But I think it's more dependent on who he's in the hands of, who's coaching him. And again, goes back to the same thing. That's why it's good that they hired Ben Johnson, because that's a guy who has a track record of making a difference with the quarterback. So I think he needs Ben Johnson more than Ben Johnson needs him. I'll say that.
Putting you on the spot here. Bears PR.
Again?
Has,
you're going to put him on the spot
twice.
Again?
I feel like Potsy does his best work, even though he doesn't believe it when he's on the spot. So he's on the spot here. And the Bears PR has just put you in a room with Ben Johnson, and they say you have 4 minutes with Ben Johnson. You get one question. What's the one thing that Mark Potash wants to know about Ben Johnson at this stage of his head coaching tenure?
Well, I want to know. I guess I want to know if he was the one who determined that Caleb Williams would speak on the second week of OTAs instead of the last or behind or after that, because there was a situation there where the people in House Hall, and I know this, were saying, "Oh, this is much ado about nothing. You're making too big a deal." And somebody somewhere in that building said, "No, even though we don't think it's a big deal, the reality is it is a big enough deal that we have to deal with it." And Caleb Williams was available to him. My guess is that is Ben Johnson, because I think we know he's good with quarterbacks, and we know that he's good with offense. But we don't know is how can he manage a team? Can he manage situations that Matt Eberflus could not? And that would be an indication to me that if that's his idea, and he's the one who initially said, "Yes, this is something I have to get in front of." He understood whether fans wanted to hear about it or not. It was something a situation that had to be managed. And so I want to know if he was the guy who did that. I know that's not the thing you're looking for.
No, I actually think this is your best answer in years.
I think that's important to know that he's different. He's going to change things at Hal's Hall, and I think he's the guy who did that, that's a really good sign about having a coach who can manage it and not letting the other guys, like whether it's Kevin Warren or anybody there,
Chris Tabor,
make decisions that either embarrass or just make the Bears look bad. So that would be the one thing I'd want to know. I would ask, is was that his idea? Because I sense that it is, and if it is, that's a really good sign that the Bears have the right guy in charge, because the theme of what he's been so far is that, wow, he's almost like a co-general manager with the players they've been acquiring. It seems like he's got a lot more pull at House Hall than any coach who's been there since Ditka, including Wanstead, and I think that's a good thing, too.
Yeah, it was time. It was time to do that, to go out. And you're right about the litany of past head coaches, and for sure, it is the first one with power. Wanstead came in with some power for sure, but Ben Johnson comes in with a whole lot of power this year. Potsy, I don't know how closely you've been following like the minutia of things that have been going on in minicamp, but are you keeping up with the ongoings of the offensive line and who might land at left tackle? Because I know you and I know Weider just said you gave your best answer in years, but you and I think on that list is some of our offensive line conversations that we've had on this radio station through the years.
Yeah, and it goes back to another situation where we'll find out if this is different, because I think in two of the last 3 years, maybe more, the Bears have had rotations at an offensive line position into the season. And you want to do just the opposite. What I would be looking for, what I think is key there, and I think Ryan Pohl's already addressed it, is not just figuring out a winner, but it's more important getting the winner started right off the bat. I want to see if Ozzie Trapillo is the starting left tackle. I think he's going to be the starting left tackle. It should be his job to lose. And he shouldn't be in a rotation with Amagaji or even Braxton Jones when he comes back. And I think it's important to establish continuity that you do it right away and you start right at camp. And I think Ryan Poles mentioned that I don't know if he said the start of training camp, but certainly earlier than they have, where they stopped doing this rotation thing, because it's really important to get. I've been big on this as one of my pet peeves is just continuity on the offensive line. The Bears have had none. And I think they really need that. And so that's my concern, or what I'll be watching for in training camp at the start of, and see who starts and if they do this rotation thing. Because like I said, they not only have had rotations into training camp, which is, you know, understandable, they've literally had rotations at like right guard two of the last 3 years, I think, into the season. Right. And even when Tevin Jenkins came back at one point, another rotation. I mean, they've just been anti-continuity, and I think the left tackle situation will help, will give us a good measurement or a barometer of how much they want to attack that situation.
Potsy, it's always good to hear your voice. I just need you to answer this question honestly. And you could do it with a yes or no, or you can give us a specific instance. But have you at any point in time listening to the press conferences out at Hallis Hall pounded your fist and been like pissed off that we didn't ask a certain question or a follow-up correctly? Because I want to make sure we're doing right by you.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that, but I mean, believe me, you guys, everyone else is doing a job, doing a good job. So I don't want to be like, oh, gee, I would have done this differently. But I will say, like, when Ben Johnson said, I want to get out in front of this, I would have said, well, wait a second. If you want to get out in front of this, why don't you have your quarterback get out in front of it? Mm-hmm. If you need to get out in front of this, the quarterback is the one who should be here. Why is he not?
Yeah.
I think I remember thinking I would have asked that. And I would also ask, I think it was interesting that, who was it? Who was the running back?
Talk about DeAndre Swift?
DeAndre Swift. To me, the angle with DeAndre Swift, what I would want to know is, like, you know, he averaged 5.5 yards in Johnson's offense, but he pretty much lost his job in Ben Johnson's offense. I mean, that was the one thing of all the inherited players, is like, that's a guy who they determined he did not want. I mean, they literally drafted a running back and then signed a running back and then drafted one to replace him. And he lost his job to, I can't remember who it was,
Jamal Williams, yep.
Jamal Williams. So, I mean, how is he now a good enough fit for Ben Johnson's offense? I would want to ask that question. But maybe that's just me. I have a lot of bad thoughts. But I was surprised that the thing was more like, how do you like Ben Johnson? Well, I was like, boy, this is the guy who basically fired you.
Look, they wanted to upgrade. They wanted to upgrade, and they weren't able to do it in the draft. There's no doubt about that. Potsy, I know we're just getting cooking, but we got to let you go. We'll have you on again sometime soon. Appreciate you so much, Mark Potash.
Well, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks for remembering me.
Well, we remember you, man.
Those Take the North guys dropped me like a hot potato as soon as I left, and I got a bone to pick with those guys. But Spiegel and Holmes show is on the good list.
Yeah, so that's see how we circumvented? We beat the system. That's why we got to have you on today. Mark Potash from the former...
Always good talking to you guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.